Coordinated recycling during major campus events is all part of Vanderbilt's long-term plan to manage resources wisely while reducing landfill waste, according to recycling coordinator Jennifer Hackett.
We started with the Duke game, which was homecoming this year. We've provided recycling in three areas: Vandyville, tailgate, and in the stadium itself. The fourth and hidden area is that the vendors in the stadium are helping us with back-of-the-house recycling. They're recycling all the cardboard. One of the things that's important to remember is that there's no glass allowed in tailgating or Vandyville areas. So we're not doing glass recycling because there's not supposed to be any glass there. And that's for safety of all the fans as well as anything else.
And you have students that are working with some of the recycling?
We have a number of students who have volunteered throughout the process, especially through SPEAR, which is the Students Promoting Environmental Awareness and Responsibility group on campus. They did a green tailgate in collaboration with Residential Life, and that was really great to see, and it was a big success. So they have been helpful.
Will you be trying this at Vanderbilt basketball games?
We will. Our timeline for preparation for getting that is more towards the end of the season at this time than at the beginning, but we will be launching both for basketball and for baseball this year. The event recycling is really important to us, especially if you think about a football game. There's 40,000 people who are consuming goods, and so there's a huge potential, even much bigger than one person alone in their office or one student having a drink before they go to class. So it's a huge volume of recyclable material that we can attempt to keep out of the landfill, which is pretty exciting.
Have you heard of other schools that handle it similar to us?
Before we set out to recycle at football games, I not only researched what other universities were doing, but also got in touch with the folks who were recycling the Titans football games for the first time this year. So tried to cull the best practices from all of those areas to see what we could do to make it the best from the beginning. The Student Department of Athletics as well as Plant Operations have both been really great partners in terms of helping me to work out all of the logistics to make this work for us.
Is there any type of revenue that's made by turning in the material that's being recycled?
There is. It's not large at this moment, but we hope to grow that as time goes by and we get better and better at doing this.
Andrea George directs Vanderbilt's Office of Sustainability and Environmental Management. She's also a big believer in game day recycling and other ways to go green on campus.
So it's an important component of the three R's of reduce, reuse, recycle, which is the foundation of any sustainability program.
Now that the home football games are over, do you have any overall impression of how well this has been working?
Yes, it seemed to go very positively. Of course, it's a learning experience anytime we do something like this new. But it was very well received, so we were very happy about that. We don't have an idea of our volumes yet, but of course, anything we can get out of the solid waste stream going to the landfill is very important.
What is the overall mission of the Sustainability and Environmental Management Office?
Our mission is to continuously improve Vanderbilt's environmental impact by supporting and educating our students, faculty, and staff in making decisions that are economically, socially, and environmentally responsible.
Has the office been in existence very long?
No, just since January 1st of this year, in fact. So we have a few people working very diligently on improving Vanderbilt's environmental impact to the local community.
Were the students playing a particular role in getting some of these initiatives going?
The students have been instrumental in initiating a number of our important sustainability projects. Several years ago, a group called Students Promoting Environmental Awareness and Responsibility requested that the university add a full-time staff position to focus solely on recycling. That position, the person who filled that position, then became Jennifer Hackett. Additionally, the students worked very closely with Vanderbilt's administration to ensure that our new freshman commons project became LEED certified, which has been a wonderful project for the faculty, staff, and students involved in the commons to all work together on. Our biodiesel initiative was generated by a group of graduate students out of the engineering school, and the recycling programs that we have in the School of Medicine were also generated by a group of medical graduate students.
And what is the Think One Conservation Campaign?
The Think One Energy Conservation Campaign is really challenging our campus community to conserve energy. We have set a goal over the next few years to conserve 15% of Vanderbilt's energy consumption. This equates to 54 million kilowatt hours or 63,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions. Vanderbilt's essentially a small city, so we use a great deal of electricity and energy to power our campus. So the Energy Conservation Campaign is educating our faculty, staff, and students on the best ways that they can conserve energy here on our campus.
People can go to the Vanderbilt website, correct, and get information on ways to do this?
Yes, we have a one-stop shop website around sustainability, which is the SustainVU website, www.vanderbilt.edu/sustainvu. But we also have created a new website for Think One that is all about energy conservation, everything you want to know about energy conservation. And the Think One website is available off of the SustainVU website or at vanderbilt.edu/sustainvu/thinkone. We have put information on the Think One website that explains how best to conserve energy in an office and classroom setting, for our residential students in more of a home setting, for our research areas, which is an entirely different energy conservation concept, and then also in our patient care areas. In addition, we have a very robust FAQ section that explains the amount of energy that Vanderbilt uses each year, how we generate and consume that power, and just essentially how all of the electricity grid works here at Vanderbilt.
Will you be doing any particular educational efforts around the holidays? Particularly, I guess a lot of people are gone, and so reminding people, I guess, about turning out lights and things like that?
Yes. In fact, we have launched our holiday greening guide. So we have three greening guides available on SustainVU. One is a departmental greening guide that helps our departments and schools with greening all of their different operations. Our second greening guide that was developed over the summer is an event greening guide, because we host so many events here on campus, and that's really a different set of greening activities. And then our newest addition is our holiday greening guide. And so it's a few pages that talks about all the different activities that our faculty and staff and students might be doing both on campus, but also as they travel home or in their personal settings. The energy conservation aspects as you enter the holidays are very important. So, of course, most people travel at some point, so you want to make sure that you're turning off your lights and that you're setting your thermostat to a reasonable setting while you're gone. You can even adjust the energy settings on your hot water heater, which a lot of people don't know, if you're going to be gone for a long period of time. Certainly, consumption around the holidays is a very important aspect. You know, you always hear about the three R's: reduce, reuse, recycle. People tend to really focus on that recycling aspect, but the first R is reduce. So the biggest impact you can make is really just to think about your consumption patterns during the holidays. How are you traveling? Can you put your trips together so that you're not using as much gasoline? Think about the gifts that you're buying, and could you make those matter in several different ways, such as maybe donating money in someone's name instead of buying them a gift that they may or may not need. As you go through and are going to departmental holiday parties or your own holiday parties, you know, just think about your consumption patterns and the waste that you're generating. U.S. citizens generate around 25% more waste per day from Thanksgiving to New Year's holiday. So our waste generation really goes up during this time. So you want to think about your consumption patterns.
And the website is
www.vanderbilt.edu/sustainvu. SustainVU is our one-stop shopping concept, essentially, for sustainability at Vanderbilt.